If I am terminated on Monday, please don't say I told you so. Sam gave a slight shake of his head.
I won't say I told you so.
Jason sighed. Although you did tell me so. They were lying in bed, holding each other, with that sort of careful tenderness that usually followed making love for the first, or occasionally the last, time. The room was in cool green shadow, the silhouettes of blossoms and leaves swaying gently against the walls and ceiling. The long window over the bed was open, and the summery smells of the garden and the canal mingled with the scent of recent sex.
Let's not think about Monday, Sam said.
Yeah. Easier said than done, but yeah. Sam's heart beat steadily, quietly, against his own, which was still racing, still revving, because no matter what he did, he couldn't seem to calm the hell down. Even now, even with Sam here, holding him close, and catastrophe, one catastrophe, incredibly avoided, he couldn't quite stop vibrating. It was exhausting. For Sam, too, no doubt. Jason sighed, raised his head, glanced at the clock.
When are you flying out?
Sam said slowly.
I was thinking I'd stay the weekend. We could leave together on Monday.
Jason's heart jumped with surprise and relief. Their time together was always too short. But today, after all that had happened, he was particularly dreading the moment Sam rose to leave.
Is that...
Were you? Sam nodded.
If that's all right with you.
It's all right with me. It's great with me. Sam smiled faintly, craned his neck to capture Jason's mouth. They kissed, a press of warm lips, the brush of eyelashes, both tired and still apologetic, still taking nothing for granted. Jason lowered his head to Sam's chest and closed his eyes, listening to the comforting sounds of Sam's heart and Sam's breathing. Why were these sounds so comforting? Till Monday? That was practically a lifetime away. Some of his tension eased. He said honestly,
I didn't think you would come after me, ever.
Sam was silent. He said finally,
I didn't think I would either. Not till you'd had plenty of time to think. But then you walked out the door.
He stopped. Jason opened his eyes, watching Sam's face, watching his expression as he remembered.
I realized you were right. Regardless of how I feel about some of your decisions, some of your actions, it doesn't change how I feel about you. I couldn't risk you thinking it did. I don't want... can't go back to how it was before you.
I've kind of always thought you preferred things how they were before I came along.
I've kind of always thought so, too. But no. No.
That took some of the hurt away. He had thought he'd learned to accept that he was the more emotionally invested partner. But recent events demonstrated maybe he wasn't as okay with that as he told himself.
I don't know why I'm handling this so badly. I'm sorry, truly sorry I put you in that position. I wasn't thinking clearly, or I would never have asked you to look at the file. I hope you know that.
I know.
I would not knowingly compromise you.
Sam made a derisive noise.
You think I'm worried about job security?
No. At least he had not previously thought so, but...
It seemed to matter to you Wednesday morning. No. What mattered was the ramifications of your actions had clearly never occurred to you.
Blunt but accurate. A flood of painful recollection washed through Jason at the memory of that morning. Sam was right. It had not occurred to him. Or rather, if the thought had crossed his mind, he had dismissed it, based on what he thought he knew about Sam's feelings on the subject. But the truth was, he'd had no right to make that call.
I'm sorry. I don't need apologies from you. I saw your face.
Sam stopped. Jason closed his eyes, lowered his head to Sam's shoulder. Sam stroked his hair. He said quietly,
And that's where I let you down. I know the strain you're under. I know you're exhausted emotionally and physically. I didn't make any allowances.
Jason moved his head in negation. Not, no you didn't, but no you shouldn't have to. Sam persisted,
Yes, I do. You needed help. I should have put that first. I won't make that mistake again, I promise you. You can always come to me for help.
Jason nodded. But truthfully, no. He knew Sam meant it, but Sam had also meant the things he said in his hotel room Wednesday morning. He regretted them now. Well, no, actually he didn't. And in fairness, nor should he. He had been right. Sam regretted hurting him. Sam regretted not helping him when he had needed it. Sam regretted turning a difference of opinion on work ethics into a personal conflict with the future of their relationship on the line. He sincerely regretted all of that. But put all that aside, Sam would not have turned to him for help. And Jason needed to not repeat that mistake. Sam was not his designated driver. He needed to solve his own problems. He said instead,
I lost my balance. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm letting this all get to me. Normally, I'm good at handling stress. Hell, normally, I thrive on it. You're good at handling the kind of stress that comes with a demanding job and a demanding family. You're good at juggling 15 cases in a day and still not forgetting your niece's birthday party. You're not good at handling being stalked. No one is good at handling that kind of stress.
Sam added,
Nor do you need to get good at it. This is a temporary state of affairs. We're going to get Kaiser, and that will be the end of it.
Yes. But they hadn't managed in 2 months. Jason kept his eyes closed. Sam was too adept at reading his face. The silence that fell was filled by the rustle of leaves and the warm summer breeze, the distant quacking of ducks on the canal.
Till Monday.
He would sleep tonight for sure. He could almost feel his nerves uncoiling, all the spikes and bristles smoothing out beneath Sam's quiet, absent caresses. Sam said,
If you do leave the Bureau.
Jason smiled wryly, appreciating the tactfulness of that, as though it might be a voluntary choice and not an idea that sent his heart plummeting like a falling star. Sam didn't continue, and Jason made an inquiring noise. Sam said,
Maybe we should think about... Maybe this would be the time to consider...
Jason opened his eyes, listening. The trailing sentences were not like Sam. What the hell was he trying to say?
Consider what?
Sam let out a long breath, like someone about to dive off a cliff. From the sound of it, he ought to be pointing his toes and clenching every muscle in his butt, preparatory to slicing through a wall of icy water. He said,
If you're starting a new career, you could do that in Virginia as easily as anywhere else.
It took a second or two to fully sink in. Wait, what? Jason pushed up on his elbow. Are you suggesting... What are you suggesting? Sam swallowed. In fact, with anyone else, it would probably have been a gulp.
We could try moving in together.
Us? Jason's astonishment was so loud and clear that after a second, they both started laughing. Maybe a little shakily in Jason's case. Maybe a little shakily in Sam's case, too. Sam shrugged.
We could see how it goes.
We'd probably kill each other in a week. Sam shook his head, not letting Jason joke it away.
No.
But... Sam waited for him.
I mean, is that what you want?
Was it what he wanted?
Of course.
Sam sounded more determined than enthusiastic.
It's the natural progression.
Was it? Jason tried to sort through his tumultuous thoughts. Have you ever lived with anyone?
As an adult, no.
So he and Ethan had not lived together. Jason had wondered about that.
Me neither.
But really, if his job was gone, and it probably was, what was holding him here? His family, yes, but it wasn't like his sister Charlotte wasn't on the scene if his parents were in need. He could be across the country and still make it back to Los Angeles in a matter of hours. Sophie was in D.C. half the time, and she didn't seem to find the distance insurmountable. He did love his little house, but he loved Sam a hell of a lot more. He should be excited, thrilled. So why did he feel uneasy?
I didn't think you wanted to even consider a move like that until you retired.
Sam hesitated.
In a perfect world, I'd want to be able to give you, us, my full attention. But circumstances have changed.
Yeah, but it seems a little sudden. It's not like I can't find work in L.A. Sam said colorlessly.
If you're not in the Bureau, you're not as well protected.
Ah. The other shoe hitting the floor with a thud. Jason said,
I see. You don't like the idea.
It was not a question. Sam was frowning.
I do like the idea, but I don't want to move in together because you're afraid for my safety. That wouldn't be why.
It does seem like it's a consideration.
It is a consideration. There are a lot of considerations.
Jason smiled, but his uncertainty was probably there for Sam to see.
Do you want to live with me?
Sam said with his usual honesty,
I think so. I love you. It's harder and harder to be away from you. I meant what I said earlier. You're my first thought in the morning and my last thought at night. I think we could be happy together.
But I mean, if you weren't worried about my safety, would you be asking me to move in now? Another hesitation from Sam.
No.
Jason's smile twisted, but he was grateful for the honesty, nearly as grateful as he was for the offer. He did believe Sam when he said he loved him and thought they would, no, could, be happy together. He lay back down and resettled his head on Sam's shoulder. He closed his eyes.
Let's see how it goes on Monday.
Sam stroked his head.
All right, West.
Did he sound disappointed? Maybe. Relieved? Maybe. Maybe a little of both. Neither spoke for a while. The summer breeze changed the silhouettes on the wall and ceiling like someone shaking a kaleidoscope. Jason's thoughts drifted. He was finally relaxed, even getting a little drowsy. A few hours ago, he had believed it was over between them, believed Sam would never forgive him, never relent. He'd arrived home feeling numb, his heart frostbitten by that final meeting, convinced his private fear that Sam had never really wanted their relationship, could walk away any time, had been confirmed. But Sam had come after him, had not made him wait, had not tried to punish him. Corny or not, that alone filled Jason with light and warmth and hope. Everything else was a wreck, but maybe, against the odds, he and Sam were going to be okay. If Sam could even contemplate his moving in, yes. His mind continued to wander, retracing his path down the steps of the basement in Thompson's shed. He remembered that glorious moment his eyes adjusted to the gloom, the beam of his flashlight picking up the gold glint of frames and painted eyes. And then that. In a room full of miracles, the one he kept revisiting in his mind was the one sitting on the easel. Translucent light from a window illuminating a familiar face framed by long, dark hair, pale hands scooping shining, sparkling water. Half asleep, he smiled. Sam must have felt the curve of his cheek. He said,
What?
Jason blinked, trying to hold on to the spell.
Just that painting, the Vermeer. Right.
He tried to explain, but how did you explain miracles? Just another kind of magic? How to put into words the memory of seeing it for the first time?
Jesus.
Of knowing it was real. He said,
Whatever happens, whatever the cost, that was worth it.
At least, it felt in this moment that it had all been worth it. Sam stroked his back and said nothing.